Shalom. Yabrak you, you may be seated. And certainly we do give honor unto the Most High, Almighty Yahweh. And for the precious dam, the blood, the cleansing power, the Yahshua HaMashiach. For there is no cleansing power or cleanser unto Israel, but by the living word of Almighty Yah. And we that are begotten of the Abba, and we take consolation in the promises of the Tikvah, the hope that we find in the assurance of Yah's word. And Yahshua came to seal the fate for Israel, that we will not have to doubt, wonder, speculate, but we can rest with assurance that all is well. And so we look to the hills of the high place, from whence our help comes. And our help comes from Almighty Yahweh. We must look up into the high place. We cannot look to the things beneath. We must look unto Him, because He is our succor, or our helper, that helps Israel. Now that is our comfort for this hour. We're not going to find the Naham, the comforting power of Yah, where it caused the love of Israel to repent. And that is what the Naham, the comforter, the Ruach of Yah does. It reminds us of the greatness of Yah, His ability to forgive us of all of our infractions, that our love would be appreciative unto Almighty Yahweh. And in this hour, we need the comforting of the comfort, the Naham of Yah, that it caused our love to be reminded of the great offering of Yahshua HaMashiach. And that is why when the Ruach comes, it comes to remind us of this great testimony of power that broke the shackles of darkness and bondage off of Israel. It made us free. It gave us the liberty, because it liberated us, that we may bring pure Shahar worship that emanates from the inward parts, that flows from the river of life, words of praise of Todah Barak Almighty Yah for the excellence of His power to break every bondage that had us bound, our mind shackled, our being shackled, whereby we were not free to acknowledge Him. And that is the power of the Naham, the comforter of Almighty Yah. It reminds us. It purges our thoughts, our mind, by the remembering of the word of Yah. It cleanses us by drawing from the well of that life. And that well of life is Yahshua, for He is the living word. That is what David says here in the book of Tehillim, in Psalms. He profoundly utters unto us. He says in 119 verse 52, he says, I remember Isaacah, my mind was enlightened. As you took me back, Almighty Yah, my thoughts were enlightened. As I zakah, as I remembered your mishpat, your judgment of old. O Yahweh, how you have comforted Naham myself. When we go back and remember the great works of Yahshua HaMashiach, that is why the scripture reminds us, let us consider Yahshua. We must consider Him. Unless we become weary in our minds and we begin to faint. And that is one thing that the enemy constantly does. He tries to draw our minds away from the living Emat, the truth of Yah, that came forth out of His bosom. Yahshua is that power of the bosom of Yah. He is that word that is alive and that is the strength unto Israel. We're not going to find strength and comfort in nothing else. So he remembered his zakah. His mind was emanated with the judgments of Almighty Yah. Even when Israel were astray,
and they sinned. And Yah corrected them. And even when the enemies had surrounded them, and they had no comforter, no Naham, yet Yah comforted them, even though He allowed judgment to be swift upon them. He allowed them to be taken into bondage. He allowed His correction to come upon Israel. And yet they had no other Naham, nor the comforting, but the comfort of Almighty Yah. That is where Yah wants to bring Israel to. That we have great confidence and we have comfort in the word of Yah. David says here, in the 50th verse of Tehillim, of the same chapter, he says, "This is my Noham, this is my comfort, this is my assurance, this is my consolation. This is what caused my mind to be changed, my thoughts, my ideas to be changed. This is what caused my purpose to be changed, even though I had gone astray, even though I did not acknowledge Almighty Yahweh, but this is my Noham, my comfort in my affliction, in our great trials, in the oppression of our minds when the enemy tried the very essence of the substance that is in us. And that pure substance that dwells within Israel must be the word of Yah. It cannot be something based upon tradition. It cannot be something that based upon some mythical form of religiosity. But it must be based in what David said. He took comfort even in his affliction. He said, for your word, it is your imra, it is the power of the deliverance of Almighty Yahweh. It is the strength of Torah because it is pure. It brings about the precise judgments of Yah. It is the word that transforms my mind. It is the word that changes my actions. It is the word that shows me my conscience that it all can be transformed by this renewed power of obedience unto the Torah of Yah. He said, in the midst of all of my afflictions, not only the power to afflict my mind and my being, that which causes the miseries to overtake me, it causes my nephesh, my soul, to be famine. That is, it's captivated by the poverty of lack because I have no resources to draw upon. It is not the natural things that produce our comfort and strength. David had more than one could imagine. He had servants and much. Yet in the midst of all of his affliction, he said, it was your word, Yah, which has quickened, which has haya, which has quickened me. It is the word of Yah that gives us haya. It gives us the life of the power of Yahshua. It is the word of Yah that gives us life. We're not going to find life in anything else. It is your word, Yah, even though I was afflicted. Even though my mind was captivated by the miseries that were afflicted upon me, I found consolation. I found the Noham, the comforting in the word of Yah. Now listen, Israel. Yah wants us to trust Him with all that we possess. With all of our mind. With all of our love. And with all of our strength. And so these light afflictions that are trying Israel, they're just for a moment, and they cannot be compared to the splendor that we shall experience in Yahshua. It cannot be compared. And so David said, in the midst of all of this great misery, I found my comfort. It was the power of your word to make me alive, to cause the Hayah, the life, the inspiration of your Torah to come alive. The inspiration of the Torah to meet every need. He said, it was that quickened me and made me alive because I was miserable. I could not function. And that is what the enemy does. He wants to cause us to be dysfunctional. We cannot function. We are only going to function in the word of Yah. Any time we get outside of that realm, we're not going to have any comforting. The Noham of Yah is not going to correct our ways. The Ruah of Yah is not going to correct our thoughts. And our minds will be inundated with things that are totally against the instructions, the commands of Almighty Yah. And so you will be caught up in that thought. And we will not resort to the word of Yah, whereby we will have the power of life to cause His word to come alive in us. And Israel needs that torch that has life in it. We must let our light shine. And a light is a beacon of tikvah. It is a beacon of hope. Even in the midst of your great miseries, we must go to the word of Yah and find comfort. The Noham of Yah in that. Because the word of Yah will alter your perceptions. It will change your thoughts. It will change your emotions. It will change your outlook. Because it will cause you to take comfort in the assurance of this life, this Hayah that we find in the word of Almighty Yah. We're not going to find it anywhere else. A man of great wealth, a man that ruled the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh, the only man that brought the whole house of Israel together, and yet his afflictions were great and they were mighty. That is what Yahshua has done. He has brought the whole house of Israel together in his body to present that unto Almighty Yah as a savoring, sweet, fragrant, a smell to the nostrils of Almighty Yah. Only Yahshua can do that. So our Noham is in the word of Yah. It is judgment. It is correction. It is reproof. And in his admonishment, in his exhortation, we find the Noham of Yah, the comforter, the comforting of Almighty Yahweh. And in the midst of all of this oppression, we're going to need the Noham of Yah. We're going to need the comforting of Yah. Look at what Solomon says in Koheti. The preacher begins to preach in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 1. And Solomon said, he said, so I returned. He says, even though my experience that I had embarked upon, that I had gone away from the very express commands of Yah, I began to seek after my own desires. I began to accumulate things unto myself, but it was not the will of Yah. For I asked Yah in the beginning to give me wisdom, to give me knowledge how to present this living Torah unto Israel that they may live. So he said, I return back unto that mind, that state of that spiritual mind. Not walking in this mind of that is enmity against Yah. Not going against the very commands of Yah. And that is what Solomon did. He began to take upon himself wives out of the order of Almighty Yahweh. And he began to build groves and began to cause Israel to submit unto these vile gods. And that's why we see the very depravity in Israel today. So he returned. He went back. He returned. He said, I return. I shub. I went back to the promises of Almighty Yah and considered all the oppression, all the osuk, all the madness of man, and all of his vile ways. I consider that. That was done under the sun. And he said, and behold, tears, dim'ah, the tears from the inward parts of one's lever, of such as were oppressed, those that were oshach, bound. He said, I consider the tears of those that were very oppressed, bound under the power of their own carnal minds. There is only one liberty we're going to find. And it is in the word of Yah, Israel. We're not going to find the liberty in anything but the word of Yah. He said, I saw all this oppression, how the wicked one had oppressed them. And this nation and the people are oppressed today. Our minds are pressed on every side. Everything that the world does, it oppresses us and tries to press us into the form of the thinking of this world. The rock of Yah, the comfort of Yah, doesn't cause us to think like the world thinks. It causes us to think like Torah instructs us to think. That is what the Ruach of Yah does, because the strength of the power of the Ruach, that in witness of this living truth, and the living truth is Yahshua. There is no other truth, and that's Yahshua. So he considered the tears, the great tears of those that were oppressed, and they had no Naham, no comforter. And on the side of the oppressor, there was power. There was Kalak. They had power to drive. They had power to destroy. They had power to bring down. They had power to bring those under bondage. Do you understand that? It is one thing that our flesh and the carnal mind exerts over us. It is power to bring us under the shackles of the laws of depravity and wickedness. And cause our minds not to draw strength from the word of Yah. We're looking to everything, trying to draw strength. When those are oppressed in the world, they look for other alternatives. And you will find them doing all kinds of things when they are oppressed. They began to drink. Some use drugs. Some will utilize sadistic things. Some overeat because they have no comforting and no strength of comfort at all. Because the power of Oshaka, it is a pressing power. And it pressed one out of the form that they ought to walk in. We are in the form or the image of Almighty Yah. And Yahshua has renewed the mind of Israel. And that mind is renewed by the power of what was written there, that he came to witness of this Torah and the power of the Torah, that it is of Yah. And the Ruach, the comforting of Yah's Ruach, is to comfort us in the words. It's not going to comfort us, the Ruach of Yah. It's not going to comfort us outside of the word of Yah. The Ruach of Yah is not going to comfort us outside of Mishpatim, judgment. Because when it comes, that's the first thing it does. The Ruach judge. And it began to cause our minds to change. Our thoughts and our concepts, they began to change. It brings about a repentance. A teshuvah. It brings about a repentance. Cause our minds to change and our thoughts to be radically changed. Because there's a renewing of the mind. But this power of this living truth, and it makes us alive. That's why folks says they will say that this emotional feeling I have, I cannot express it. That's what the Ruach of Yah does, brothers and sisters. It quickens. David said, "It was the word of Yah that made me alive," and that is what makes Israel alive. We're not going to find life any other way. You're trying to find life outside of the word of Yah, you are in trouble. You're going to find yourself oppressed under the bondage of Oshaka, under the miseries of bondage. Your mind will bring you into this captivity of bondage. It will not be found anywhere else. It's not going to be found in things, because we see the world that they have things. And Solomon, he says, I looked at the oppression. As I returned, I saw this great oppression, the zimra, the tears, this weeping of those that were oppressed. And the oppressor, there is no comfort to him at all. And they had no comforter. They had no comforter at all. There was no one there to know Ham to comfort them. If Yah takes us back to our sinful days and our wickedness, we were oppressed. We're bound, and we had no comforting. We tried to find it in all kinds of things. Whether it was the bar roller, all kinds of illicit activities, we could not find any comforting. For there is no comfort. There is no harm to the wicked. And those that defy the word of God, that's why the enemy, listen, my brothers and sisters, that's why the enemy is always trying to draw us away from the Torah of Yah. He is always trying to show us a remedy that we find within ourselves to bring about the resolution. But there is no remedy. It must be according to Torah, because in the power of this Torah, we found the life of Almighty Yah. And Yahshua is that life. We don't even know Him without Yahshua. We cannot understand the power of Yah without Yahshua, brothers and sisters. We cannot. He said, so I saw these that they were oppressed and they had no harm, no comfort. Verse 2. He says, wherefore I praise, I shabak, I cry out, I lift up with a great voice, I praise the muth, the dead, which are already dead, more than the living, the high, which are yet alive. Why would he do that? Because at least they are not under the bondage of that oppression. And that's why we must die out to sin. Because sin is an oppressor. Sin oppresses us. We must die out from transgressing the Torah of Yah willingly. We must have a mind. That is what the Ruach does. That's what the covering of Yah does. It gives us consolation. It gives us hope in the Torah. It revitalizes us. It gives us life. It brings the judgment that corrects us and gives us life, brothers and sisters. We're not going to find life outside of the commands and the instructions of Yah, because Yahshua says the words that I speak, it is the power of the Ruach of Yah. They're spiritual. And they're full of the life of Yah. And that's the only place we're going to find the no harm of Yah, because life, what is expressed in its fullness, that's a great comfort there. It comforts one. It comforts one. So he says the dead are in a better position than those that are alive. The nations of the world, brothers and sisters, are oppressed. There is an oppressor that oppresses the nations of the world. Shaitan is the enemy of all mankind. He is just not the enemy of Israel, but he is the enemy of all mankind, because Yah made man. His purpose is to destroy, to annihilate anything of this manly form. And the power of him meeting the responsibility of Yah is in the woman. And so he does all he can to destroy, to eradicate, to break down, to annul the strength of Yah, or the breath of life that is in man. So he replied, there is better, even though as I returned, I praise the dead, I brak the dead more than the living, because of the oshak, this oppression of misery, and the mind is so inundated with poverty. Do you understand what poverty does? One has not the ability to gain the things that are necessary for life. And so their minds are malnourished because their bodies are malnourished. That's why David said, feed me until I want no more of this life. And if Yah feeds you, you simply want Him to feed you. You cannot get enough. The inward parts will never be satisfied. Even the external or the nefesh, the fullness of man, will never be satisfied. That's why we must eat the bread of life. Yahshua said, my bread, or my flesh is bread, it is meat. Indeed, he said, if you eat this and drink my blood, you shall never die. For it is the power of this word that shall keep you alive and cause the tikvah of the promises of Yah to rise up in you, even in the midst of all of your oppression and all of your bondages that the enemy bring against you. You will take noham, comfort, in the word of Yah. The Ruach comes to witness of the power of Yahshua. The Ruach is the power of Yah to witness of the strength of the living words. And that is what the Ruach does. Yeshua said, when the Ruach come of Yah, it will not come and speak of itself, but it will testify that I am the Son of Yah, I am the living word. In me you find the Noham of Yah. And you're not going to find it anywhere else. We're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to find the quickening or the life power of Yah outside of the word of Almighty Yah. It is found there. That's why Yahweh give us a living expression of His word. And that living expression is Yahshua. He gave us validity of the power of His love and the strength of His breath that He had breathed into man. And it produces life. It produces life. And man will know Him when he has that breath in him. Because when Adam arose, he knew Yah. He knew Yah. He knew the Most High. He knew Yahweh. And that's what it will produce. We need the Noham of Yah in this generation. We need the Ruach of Yah to witness in our love and to bring strength unto that written Torah that Yah has put in Israel. That even in the midst of all of our, in the midst of our poverty, and in the midst of the great trials, we will be quickened or made alive by the witness of the power of the word of Yah that is in us, because we take Noham, we take comfort in the word of Yah. We know that we have many afflictions that shall try us. But Yah shall deliver us out of them all. Many shall be our afflictions. But Yah wants us to take Noham, comfort in the word, that it will not cause our minds to gravitate away from Him. It will not cause us to think ill of Him. Come on, Yisrael. When we are tried by certain circumstances, our minds began to think ill of Yah. Our thoughts are altered. We began to question the validity of His power and the certainty of what thing we're being tried by. We began to ponder, if He is who He say He is, then why must I endure this? Because He said, many shall be your trials, your affliction, to prove that which is in you. It is the source of your Noham. It is the power of your comfort. And it is the strength of your assurance. You will never know what you have unless it's tested. How do you even know what you have unless it's tried? You don't know what a cake, it can look all beautiful and dressed up. You don't know what it is until you cut it and taste it. The proof is in what the ingredients is. The proof that is in us is what He has put in us. And He has written a Torah in Israel that has combated every power of hell. Just like silver tried. It has been tried. It's proven itself over and over again. Our afflictions, our trials, when we go to the word of Yah, it proves itself over and over again. Nothing breaks the word of Yah. Nothing dismantles it. Nothing reduces it down to some kind of a feeble form of religious pondering. But we are strengthened by it. So we must take comfort even in the midst of this oppression that we are in, where our minds are oppressed, being driven by hell, whereby even the things of in our atmosphere, the elements that even what the wicked are doing to try to do all it can to destroy the life that is in the earth today. Yeshua said, when He come, will He find the Emunah? Will He find the Omain? Will He find the life of the word of Yah? That is what Emunah is. It is the faith that has confidence in what? To one's flesh? No, in the word of Yahweh. In the word of Yah. So the enemy is doing all he can to try to destroy that. To try to tear down the very effectiveness of the word of Yah. We're going to find our Noham in the word of Yahweh. So let us stop trying to find it in other ways. We deceive ourselves. It is found in the word of Yah. The Ruach of Yah, the Spirit of Yah, does not come and draw our minds to the elements of the world, but it takes our minds to the word of Yah, to the Torah. For the Torah of Yah strains us. It corrects us. The Torah of Yah sets everything in order. The Torah of Yah set our minds upon the things that are above. The Torah of Yah gives us a clear vision of what Yah has laid out for Israel. The Torah of Yah give that cause our love and cause this veneer and the hardness of our love to be broken and the shackles of it to be loose. That is what it does. That is what the Ruach does. For the word of Yah is like a battle axe. A hammer is sharp, is powerful than any two-edged sword. So it breaks the shackles of bondage. It breaks down the walls of bondage. It causes our mind to be made free, brothers and sisters. That's what the Ruach does. It brings us to the living Torah. That's what the Spirit, it demonstrates the dynamics and the power of the Torah of Yah. Not what we have learned in ways that were superficial. That's not the power of the Noham, or the comfort of Yah. We need the comforting of Yah, Yisrael. We need that. You're not going to find it in clothing and houses and land. Those things are bondage. You're going to find it in the Torah, the Dabar, the Word of Life. That's where you're going to find that comfort. And Solomon says in verse 3, yes, better is he than both of them, the one that is dead, than those that are alive, and even the oppressor, which has not been born, who has not seen the wrath, the wicked evil work that is done under the Shemesh, the sun. Better, more pleasant is he that is dead than he that is unborn, or those that are oppressed, to see the wrath, the evil that has been done under the sun. This wickedness that has been wrought in the earth, it is better, brothers and sisters. And we that are alive, we can take great consolation and comfort no harm in these words of strength. For we know that we find our no harm in even what Solomon said. Because we will not turn away from the word of Yah, we will return. We will return back to the word of Yah. And thus the strength of Israel. You can see all the time where Yah will say to Israel, return back, come back, shub. I like that Hebraic expression, shub. It's almost somewhat of the soothing when you return back unto Yah. He says, I'm going to soothe you. I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to bring on no harm. So he tells us our minds, because of the great battles and the oppression and the oppressor, the wicked one, our minds must be constantly returned back to the source of life. We cannot gravitate away from it. We began to gravitate away from it. We're going to find ourselves in misery and great afflictions and trials. And those afflictions, we will not cry out to Yah. We're trying to find some remedy within our own strength. And we find ourselves failing and falling because we have no harm. We need the comforting and the assurance of the word of Yah, Yisrael. Because the way we look today, it looks very bleak. The way things look, it looks very bleak for Yisrael. A handful of people of no possessions at all. Whether we were here individually on our own, we would have very little of nothing in the sense of what the oppressor possesses. We did not even Solomon and David and the great wealth and the riches. They still do not find the Noham of Yah in those things. Solomon found the Noham, the comforting, the assurance. He found his mind in tune with the way of Yah when he obeyed Almighty Yahweh. And that's what we must do, brothers and sisters. The Ruach of Yah is not going to give us the validation that we are sons and daughters of Israel if we walk it outside the parameter of the word of Yah. The Ruach of Yah will always take our minds to the word. It returns us to one place. It returns us to the words. It always, so if you have this living power of Yah in us, it will always return us to the living power of the testimony of Yahshua. For that is the love and the power of the strength of Yahweh. That is the strength unto us. So that's what the Ruach will always do. That is what his power will always do, return us back. unto Yeshua and the witness of Yeshua. It will always do that. And so we find ourselves moving outside of the parameter of the word of Yah. We know that there is a mind of enmity, of hatred against Yah. We know that our minds, we don't have the mind of Yeshua. We need to let the mind of Yeshua, let that mind be in us as well. And we must have that mind in us, Yisrael. I want to move on. The word of Yah says, as Yeshua began to speak unto Yisrael, Isaiah, Yeshua, chapter 51. That we take this great confident of encouragement to trust in HaMashiach, in Yeshua. We must. There are many false doctrines today that deny Him. They're from the belly of hell, and they are of the origin of darkness. There is no strength of Yisrael and the witness of Yah's power without Yeshua. And that is a fact of the matter. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 51, Yah speaks unto Yisrael as the Nobi, the prophet, proclaims. He says unto them, Shemak, or I want you to give attention. I want your mind and your conscience, your thought, to be given over unto Yah. Shemak, or listen to me, says Yah, you that follow after Sudik, you that follow after the righteousness of Yah. Now we know that Yah, Sudik, His righteousness, is from everlasting to everlasting. Now you know why that is? Because the word of Yah never changed. The word of Yah never changed. And that is why His Torah is Emet, is the truth. The word of Yah never changed. The commands, the instructions never change. In the kingdom, we're going to live by the fullness of the word of Yah. There will be no substitute words, for the word of Yah is forever settled in Hashemayim. His throne is based upon His words. So we're going to live this way. We're going to live according to the command, the mitzvah of Almighty Yah. He is Yahweh, and He changed not. He's not going to change in the kingdom. He is not going to change. What we're going to see is the excellence of the power of Yeshua. We saw the power of Yeshua in this broken earthly clay vessel. But what we're going to see, and we're going to marvel at that all the day long, is the excellence of the power of Yah in this body that was broken for Yisrael. That's what we're going to see, brothers and sisters. Yah is a ruach. He is a spirit. He is not confined to just a little little box or cube. Not so. What we're going to see is the excellence of the splendor of Yeshua. And we're going to know that no one could do this but the Most High. No one, nothing could do this but the Word of Yah. There's nothing that can revolutionarily change our minds and our thoughts but the Word of Yahweh. The Torah of Yah is the only thing that changes us. Nothing else. He says, I want you all to hear me that follow that radaf, that you imitate, you desire the Sodiq or the righteousness of Yah. You that seek Yahweh, it tells us to look to Yeshua, look to the rock from which you are hewn. Have we not been shapen by the rock? The rock is the word of Yah. It is that rock that has hewn us, and we have been hewn out. We have been carved and shapen out of the image of Yeshua. It's the Adam that was made a living ruach. And we live by the power of the ruach of Yah. Our lives are not based upon some natural proclivity, but one that is much more superior than that. It is one of the ruach of Yah. So we have been hewn out of this rock. We are the sons of Yah, begotten unto Yah by Yeshua, by the rock of strength, the rock of assurance. He says, this rock that you have been hewn, and the hole of the pit where you have dug, and we all came out of the pit of the mire of sinfulness and wickedness. I don't care what you think and how well you were. I don't care how virtuous you were. You came out of the pit of miseries, wickedness, and sin. We have been hewn by the rock. It is Yeshua. We've been hewn after the image of Yeshua. So our minds develop out of the same mind of Yeshua because we have that mind in us. That's why we must hear what Yahweh speaks to us. We must hear what He speaks. The reason He speaks to us is to bring a life of no harm, comforting unto us. Not looking at the world and see what they possess and figure that they are comforted. They're not comforted. They're miserable. The oppressor are oppressing them, driving them, taking everything that they possess, takes their life, takes their strength, takes away the beauty. It drives the wife, it drives the husband, whereby his mind is so caught up in just the cares of this life that there is no comforting to his wife, to his children. She is so beat down, she doesn't even know how to comfort. She is so oppressed, she doesn't even know how to even comfort her husband, man. That is what the oppressor does. The oshuk, that's what he does. He oppresses and drives one. And we must be driven toward the word of Yah, brothers and sisters. We must shemak, we must hear, we must give our ears to hear what Yah speaks. We give our minds over unto complete obedience. Submit ourselves unto the very authority of the word of Yahweh. Because in that we're going to find our noham. We're going to find our comforting. We're going to find the consolation of Yah. You're trying to find it somewhere else. You're not finding it. You're trying to pick where you can find consolation. You're not going to find it anywhere else but in the word of Yah. He judged us to show us that His hand is upon us and His great love for Israel. He received us as sons and daughters of Israel. He corrects us to show us His compassion, His love, His ahava toward Israel. And in the midst of that, we find great comfort because if He doesn't correct us, we're bastards. We have no birthright. We are not begotten of Yeshua HaMashiach. So He does that to comfort us. Hallelujah. And even before you go astray, He afflicts you. He allows afflictions. Many are the afflictions of the Sadiq. But Yah delivers them. He brings us out of them all. And before He goes astray, He will afflict us. He will allow affliction. Oh, brothers and sisters, it doesn't have to be something that everyone is physical to the natural eyes. There are battles that you wrestle against on your bed at night at times. There are thoughts even of death and trial that you wrestle with. Come on. He afflicts you with a great fear and doubt. You wonder. Come on, Israel. We don't sit all pious, religiously pious, and say that we are not afflicted. We are afflicted. He afflicts us all. We think an affliction is some form of some cancerous eating of our bodies. Come on, there are folks that have diseases and they are more confident in that state than those that are physically whole. They have more confidence and more assurance. There are times that the fear overtakes your heart. That there are times that death seizes upon you. Before we go astray, He afflicts us. And in all of those afflictions, He delivers you by the mighty power of His imat, His truth, His Torah. When your mind is wondering, how do I overcome? He brings a sweet word to your mind. The Ruach of Yah, the Noham, comforts you in the word of Yah. It doesn't comfort you outside of the word. It's not going to comfort you anywhere outside of the word. Hallelujah. Sure it is. Precious in the sight of Yah, the death of His Kedushim. Hallelujah. Israel. You began to sense the very evading of that spirit as it began to move away. We've got to find comfort in this. So we must hear, Yahweh, you that radaf, you that follow, you that are inspired by the shadik, the righteousness of Yah. You that whereby the word of Yah, His Torah inspires you. Whereby the Torah of Yah inspires you. That ought to be our inspiration. Nothing else. We ought not to be inspired by nothing but the Torah of Yah. You that follow, you that radaf after Sadiq, after the righteousness, and you that seek, you that with all of your love, you bakash, your love, your heart, your mind is given over to pursue after the rock, Yeshua. For He is the living Torah of Yah. He is the Word of Yah. We are hewn. We are fashioned after Yeshua. Don't let the enemy rob you of that. We have fallen. We all have fallen and come short of the excellence of Yah. You've fallen into sin. You've rejected His Torah. You've fallen under your own demise. Hallelujah. Yet in the midst of all that, He still sends the words. He sends the word of Noham. He sends the word of comfort. Out of the mouth of a servant, I don't care who it is, He sends the word of Noham to remind us, hallelujah. And it breaks our love. It brings judgment. It brings the mishpatim in our love. The mishpat, the judgments of Yah. It breaks our love. It breaks our mind. Hallelujah. And in the midst of that judgment, we find the very Noham, the comfort, the tears began to flow. The consolations of Yah began to assure us. That's our assurance. He wants us to have emunah, faith, confidence, the omein, the certainty, the assurance of His Word dwelling in us. He wants that. He must find that. Yeshua must find that when He comes. When He comes, He must find the witness or the power of this true witness that He is the Son. He is the begotten of the bosom of Yah. He is the Word that has come from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. Without that, then what are we? We're nothing. We must walk. We must have the lifestyle that represents Almighty Yah. That brings us back, brothers and sisters, to the power of Torah life. It is Torah life. Not these man-made traditions that has raped us, segregated us, brought us under the bondage of all kind of mythical forms of religion. When a man follows the Sadiq of Yah, he is a man or woman that's brought back to the heritage of Israel under the covenant, the Brit of Yah. He walks according to the Torah and not according to some kind of religious manifesto. Our heritage is found in the Word of Yah. He follows Yeshua. He considers Him. You don't consider Him, you're going to faint, brothers and sisters. He endured it. How did He learn how to obey Yah? How did He learn that by the things He suffered? Not that His heart, His love was unwilling. The things that the Word of Yah says we're going to suffer. To prove the power of the account of Yah. Yah has given us an account. Yeshua is the account of the strength and the assurance of Yah. And we must have confidence in that account. We can't go about trying to establish some of the account. He has spoken unto us by a living and a powerful way to bring the no harm unto Israel. So let the oppressors oppress us. We have comfort. We have the no harm of Yah. Let them take our lives. It's precious unto Yah. We have the no harm of Almighty Yahweh because death has no sting and the grave has no power over Israel. Yeshua has given us the assurance. It is the Word of Yah that has given us the assurance in that. So we are not oppressed. We will not be oppressed. But we are free. Yeshua has made us free. It is this living power of the Word in us that makes us free. It is the Ruach, it is the Comforter, it is the Noham of the Ruach, that even when our minds fail us, it brings us back to the comfort and the confidence of the assurance of the words. Hallelujah. It doesn't make us act like some fools and some nincompoops. It brings us back to the assurance of the Word of Yah. When we doubted Him, it transforms the mind to have confidence in the Word of Yah, in the Torah of Yah. That's what the Noham of Yah does. That's why we must listen and hear what the Ruach speaks in this hour. And the Ruach speaks of Yeshua HaMashiach. Speaks of no one else. It doesn't speak of you. It doesn't speak of David Roberts. It speaks of Yeshua. It speaks of Yeshua. It speaks of Yeshua. That's what the word does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Yah says, look to Abraham, your avat, and Sarah that bear you. For we are the lineage of Abraham, and Sarah, Israel. For our lineage and the promises unto us began with our forefather, Abraham. For I call him alone. And he called you alone, Israel. He called you alone. When he called you, he did not have the approval of your Ima, your Ish, or no one. He called you alone. He did not have the approval of some Akka, some brother. He called you alone. Like he called Abraham, he set him apart from Lot and all of his kinsmen. He called him alone. He called you alone. And he is the one that has set you on this path. And it may seem lonely, but you have a Noham, comfort, the word of Yah. But I sense death. Death works in us all. From the moment we are born, death works. We're not going to escape that. Hallelujah. We will just simply sleep. In the terms as man knows, mutha, we will just simply sleep. And that is no life in us, or the breath of the presence of the life of Yah. The body of Adam was a piece of clay. Unto the breath, the life of this Torah of Yah was breathed into him. And he became a living nephesh, a being of life with verbal speech. Yah did not have to teach him how to talk. That's why we don't have to worry about what to say. The Ruach will draw from the fountain of the living well, the water of life. It will draw from the stream that overflows the word of Yah. And it will give us the words to speak. Not with the knowledge of man, but it draws from the well of life. It draws from Yeshua. So you don't have to worry about what to say to man, what to speak. The Comforter will give you the words to speak. Hallelujah. It will not create words. It will just draw from what is written in the love of Israel. Hallelujah. And what Yah is trying to do is to reassure us that we will have the Noham, the comfort, the comforting of his words. Listen, Israel. It is the Noham of the word of Yah that gives us this security. And so that's why when the Ruach says, listen, hear, this is what the word says. This is what Yahshua says. This is the living Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about what to speak or to say. The Ruach draws from the power of the depth of the testimony and the witness of the life of Yahshua. Because every word that Yahshua spoke unto Israel, it was a word of spiritual power. And it was full of life. That's why we must continue in the direct, the way of Yah. That we may be his disciples indeed. And then only will we know the emet, or the power of truth. And we will be free. We will be free. Hallelujah. So we look to Abraham, who Yahweh called him along, and he barocked him. He blessed him. And he did rabbah. He increased him. He increased him. Listen, brothers and sisters. Yah's going to increase Yisrael. He's increasing you now. He caused your emunah to rise. He caused you that were cast down and low, caused your Ruach to rise up today. He increased us daily. He increased our days. Come on. He brought us out of the darkness of bondage. And look how our lives have been prolonged. He increased Israel. He increased your understanding and your knowledge of him. Your wisdom, your confidence in him. My, what is greater than that? I'd rather have that increase than to have dollars. Hallelujah. He increased Israel. Listen to this in verse 3. for Yahweh. That's all right. If nothing else is settled in my mind tonight, this will be settled. For Yahweh shall no harm comfort to Zion. Yahweh will comfort Israel. Do you understand that? Yahweh will comfort Israel. He will no harm Israel. He will consult Israel. He will cause the love of Israel. But their affliction, yeah, will no harm Israel. All he wants us to do is hearken to Shema, to give our minds, to give our thoughts attentively over unto him. He's going to comfort his Zion. Hallelujah. He's going to speak unto his Zion. His voice is going to roar from Tizayan. He's going to roar from the body, from his bayat, his house, what we will call his temple, his bayat. Yahweh shall comfort. He has comforted us, Yah. Yah has comforted Israel by the power of his word that we said in your word. It is in the word of Yah. In my affliction, I find comfort. Yahweh shall comfort Tizayan. He will... Listen, he will no harm some, kol, all of our waste places. Do you all understand that? That even in all of our discomforting, her mind is filled with doubt. There is no assurance. She has no way to look or turn. She has no consolation. She's pining away. She's wasting. It seems as though that the whole world is against her, even in her wasted places. Yah says, I'm going to Noham. I'm going to consult her. I'm going to raise up to Zion. I'm going to speak words that will raise her up and cause the power of life to raise her up. David said, it is thy Torah that has quickened me, that has made me alive. The only thing, Israel, that's going to make us alive, it is the Torah, the word of Yah. And when we hear the word of Yah, it destroys, it brings judgment, it casts down the idols, the forms of religious posturing, and it brings the judgment of Yah, and we take confidence in the judgment of Yah because he's making himself known unto Israel. He's known unto us. Listen. His Ruach. Yahweh is known by his Mishpatim. Let no one catch you. That is why the Ruach of Yah, the Spirit, always judge. Keep us clean. Keep us right. Keep us pure. Hallelujah. That's what the Ruach of Yah does. It doesn't make you act like a monkey. We've been treated by a religious whore. And we all have participated in her religious whoredom. It doesn't make you act like a fool. Hallelujah. It doesn't make you look obscene. That is not the Ruach of Yah. It is not. Hallelujah. It will comfort, it will no harm all her waste places. And he will make her wilderness. You all hear that? Her desolate places. Her wilderness like Edom. And her deserts like the garden of Yahweh. Tell me what grows in the garden of Yahweh. Nothing but the fruit of Sadiqah. That's what Yah will do. Hallelujah. That's what Yahshua does for Israel. He caused the fruit to abound. That's why when he comes, he's coming for an abundant. Hallelujah. You see, the fruit of Yah will not break you down like these fruit trees we saw this year. They had not bared fruit in 2 years. So the limbs were not strong. They cannot bear the weight. And so when the weight began to bear down on them, they broke. He's going to make our deserts, our places that are dry without the living water of Yahshua flowing in us like the garden of Yah. Hallelujah. Like the garden of Yah, whereby we can eat, we can eat from the tree of life. We shall have life. Listen to me, Israel. The tree of life is still in the garden of Yah, and we can eat from that tree. Sure we can. We'll make our deserts, our dry places. It seems as though that there is no form of life emanating out of us. Yah says, I'm going to no harm. I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to change your mind too. I'm going to cause your mind to repent and change your thoughts and your perceptions because you got me wrong. The reason you got me wrong because you have not allowed my words to assure your love and to have great confidence in who I am. That's where we're going to get it from, brothers and sisters. That's why we must hear it. That's why we must hear the word of Yah. We must open our ears to hear what the Ruach of Yah says unto us. Hallelujah. We must hear what the Ruach, the life of Yah speaking to the witness of Yahshua. That's all the Ruach does. It speaks to the power of the witness of Yahshua. And if any man speaks not of the witness of Yahshua, he's a liar. He has not the Ruach of Yah in him. He has not the power of Yah in him. I know what the whorehouses are doing today. I know what they're doing. That's not my concern. I really don't like to divert my attention from Israel because the wicked shall do wickedly and they will not understand. But we that are Sudik, we will understand. So you must rafa, you must follow after the Sudik of Yah, the righteousness of Yah. So Yah is going to comfort Israel. He's going to cause the gladness to be found in Israel. You will be like a desert, and her desert shall be like a garden of Yah with the joy and gladness shall be found therein. Torah and the voice of Zimra Melody music shall flow from her. You will know when you're in the garden of Yah. You will know because the Zimra, the music and the joy and the gladness shall flow. Come on, Israel, shall flow from you. Hallelujah. What is more beautiful? You know, my natural vision is not like it was when I was young. It just isn't. And that's just the truth. I don't care what you think. Your eyes are going to get dim. I don't care what man says. You can drink all the beta carotene you want to. That's a process of life. The body began to biodegrade. It began to break down. The attributes are not as sharp and keen. I don't care when you start getting older. There are faculties that you're going to lose. But even with my dimness of my eyes, when I look at some of the flowers and the beauty and the brightness of the colura of the colors, it is amazing to see the richness and the power of this little small thing, Solomon, in all of his great beauty. And I can imagine some of the robes that he wore. And all of his beauty, not as one, there's nothing more beautiful than a lily. Well, you can say that about any plant. It's just the way you observe it. What is more beautiful being in a garden? I'm not talking about with bugs and insects. Hallelujah. But free of all those things. In a garden that is just beautiful, enhanced with every kind of beautiful color that your eyes cannot even comprehend the beauty of the colors of it. Hallelujah. It does something to one's love. Can you imagine in the garden of Yah? It will cause the joy. It will cause the refreshing of the word of Yah to fill us and cause us to rejoice with the greatness and the melodies of our love. We shall sing and we shall dance and our love shall be fat. Why? Because that is the Noham of Yah. And one looks back, he returns and says, look where he brought me from. See, Solomon looked back and said, look where I've fallen from. Hallelujah. We would sing that, look where he brought me from. He brought me from a mighty long way. Come on, Israel. You know he's brought you from the goddess of hellishness, darkness and every kind of whorum and idolatry. And brought you and set you before his presence as kings and priests and Levites and those of the house of Israel. Come on, Israel. He has restored you. He is going to bring us to the garden of Yah, whereby we're going to sing and rejoice. Whereby we're going to have the Noham of Yah in the inner parts. We're not going to look to the world for it. We're not going to look to our flesh for it. We're going to look to the word of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 That's where we're going to look to it. Nowhere else. You know, it's amazing because mothers tend to have a nohan, a comforting intrinsic quality, a little different than men. And they do. But look what Yah says to us, Israel. He says in the 66th chapter, this is your assurance of Yeshua and verse 13. He says to you, he says, as a mother, as an Aima, as a mother, Noham, Yeshua 66 and verse 13. So as an Aima comforts Noham, her ish, her son, so will I Noham you, and you will be comforted, Noham, in Jerusalem. Yah says, as an Isha, as an Aima, comfort her son, the son of her bosom. Yah says, Israel, I'm going to comfort you in Jerusalem, the city of Yah, whereby I'm going to bring my people, and they shall dwell in the comfort of Almighty Yah. A mother comforts her son. We see that in the natural sometimes. They overdo it because they don't allow the strength of the Ach, the man, the brother, the Ish, to develop in him. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. And she overdoes it at times, although her motives mean well, and her purpose is well. Yah says, I am going to comfort you that way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Mothers are overprotective. The Ish, he sees the son fall, he says, I'll be all right. His kid is there, oh, he's all right. The mother goes berserk. The mother goes berserk. The father says, the avat says, let me see, boy, he's all right, just toughen him up. He's going to get a little bit of that. He's going to get his stripes, and he's going to fall. He's going to cry, he's all right. Come on, boy. So Yah says, I will draw a different parallel. I know what it is to be an Abba unto Israel. I know what it is to draw my rod. You see, the Isha, the wife, she may not take the rod to the child like the Avat. So he says, I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to bring the no harm upon you, just like the Aima does her son, to be overprotective. I'm not going to let anyone encroach upon you. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to allow anyone to do you any danger, any physical danger or harm. That's Yah speaking to Israel. And he says, I'm going to comfort you in the place that I've set apart. I'm going to comfort you in my place, in my bosom, in my place. Israel, there is no nahan any greater than that. And that is what the Ruach of Yah does. It takes us to this. It takes us to this, not make us foam at our mouths and act like we're in some kind of gyrational, this gyration of folly. It takes us to this. As an Aima, bring the sucking breasts to the child. Yah says, I will give you milk. As Shaul says, I will feed you milk that you will be strengthened. I will feed you with the simplicity of the word of Yah. Will cause you to grow up as calves in the stall, that you may be able to eat the meat and be strong in this hour. So as the mother brings the sucking breasts to that son, that Ishka, and to comfort the child, and when the cries cry in the middle of the night, the Avat says, you're going to get the child? Take care of the child. I need to sleep. Whether it's on a Shabbat or a Sunday or first day, he says, get the young'un. That's what he says. Hallelujah. Yah says, I'm going to hear your cries. Hallelujah. You see, the mother hears the cries and she jumps. Yah says, he did not say, I'm going to comfort you nor harm you. As a father, an Avat comforts his son. Because Avat would say, boy, get on out of here. Go ahead. Hallelujah. But the Aima will say, here's a little something to refresh you. That's what she will say. Hallelujah. She will say, take a little piece of this. What? something sweet for you. Yah says, I'm going to give you the sweet water that flowed from the veins of Yahshua. So as an Imah comfort her sons, so shall Yahweh not harm you, Israel, in his city, in his place, in his Torah, in his Brit, in his covenant that he has made only with Israel. He has made his covenant only with Israel. And he is going to comfort us. And he is going to reassure us with this comfort. It's nothing like comfort. It reassures us. It gives us strength to press on. It gives us the ability to press beyond the very battles that we're battling. Man that has comforting, he can battle in any circumstance. He can fight the battle of Emunah. So our Noham is going to come from the word of Yah. And nowhere else but the word of Almighty Yah. I want to revisit a verse I did on last week. And Yah's will next week. I want to take us in another direction concerning the Noham, the comforting of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. That is what the Ruach did on the day of Shavuot, when it was poured out on Pentecost, that these men heard this wonderful word. They heard the wonderful word of Yah in their own tongues. And they all went back to every part of the world, and they spoke of this profound message of comforting for Israel. They were oppressed under tyranny and governments of oppression, like Israel is in this nation. Oppressed and beat down and driven and deprived. Sure is. And they took the wonderful word back. Can you imagine them on that distant journey as they journeyed back to their homes? That they took comfort. They took noham in the word of Yah, and they were filled with the Ruach. And even though they knew very little, they were Israel because the power of Torah was written in them. And when their mind was befuddled in that long journey in the desert places that many had to journey through, they will find themselves sitting and find themselves in the oasis of the garden of Yahweh with their minds flourishing with the word as the Ruach would draw from the power of this testimony that Kephar and the Shulishim spoke unto them their own Shavuot. Hallelujah. And they would draw from the fruit of the tree, and they could continue their journey when their physical being seemed weak in the midst of that great travel. They could drink from that living well, that water of that rich word would flow from them by the Noham of the comforting of his Ruach. And they had power to press. They had power to go with excitement. To tell the countrymen, those that were the Israelite diasporas, that Yahshua, the power of this rock whom we were hewn out of, he spoke the words unto Adam. And the Torah became a living entity in the life of Adam. He said, of all the trees of the garden, you may eat, but this one of the knowledge of Tov and Roth, do not eat from. And it was the power of that Torah that he spoke unto Adam that gave him strength to abide in the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. When he will look at that tree, and then he will look at all the wonderful in the garden of Yah and the beauty of that, he say, my, this, it will cause life, and the effervescence of life would flow in him. It was the spirit of Yah, the Ruach of Yah in him. He breathed his breath into him. And that is what Yahshua did. He caused the breath of Yah to be breathed. We returned back. We had to return back. We had gone astray. And so we return back. Hallelujah. He has kept us in his hands. Hallelujah. And he said, I lost none but the one of perdition. Every last one I've kept. And if it was possible, the very elect of Yah, if it was possible that we will be deceived, will we not be deceived? The very elect, those that are elect by the will of Yah, by the election of Yah, you will not be deceived. I want to read this in closing here. And David says here in Tehillim 23, verse 3. I want you all to understand this, because Yah, he restores. Yah restores He soothed. He soothed. He refreshed. He refreshes. He restores our nefesh, our being. Not just the inward parts. He restores us physically. He restores us in His dynamics. Come on, cannot you tell when someone, you know, they're hurting inside because there's a disfiguring of their facial expression, their bodies, the contortion. Can you not you tell when there's a life of restoration given unto them? So He restores. Yah restores you, Israel. How? By the power of His word. Did not Yahshua come to restore Israel? Was He not the living Torah of Yah? Was He not the word of Yah make flesh? He restores you, Israel. He restores our nefesh. He leads us. He leads us. He nabak. He directs us. He instructs us. He counsels us. He leads me into the path of Sadiqah. He leads us into the path of Sadiqah, of righteousness. What path? The direk, the path, the way, the magal, the way that brings us to His presence. Yahshua is that path to bring us to the presence of Yahweh. He brings us for what reason? For His name's sake. For the sake of His name. Hallelujah. That His name may resonate in you, Israel. His name will be the confidence of your life. His name will be the assurance, because in that name you find His Yahshua, His salvation. Of the Israel. And we say yes. Come on, Israel. Yes. Yes. Although we walk through the valley of the shadow of Muth, of death. And we've all been there, have we not, sir? Yes. Come on, Israel. You lie on your bed and your heart may take a funny beat. Yes. You may say, is it there? And you're trying to find it. So we all have walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not talking about walking in some kind of situation where the barrels are blasting with gunshots. But our minds take us to the valley, to the low places of death. Our thoughts take us to low places. It is our own minds, Israel, to take us to very low places. It is our own mind to take us to places whereby we are not consoled by the word of Yah. And although we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, listen, we will not fear the wrath, we will not fear the evil. Why? For you are with me, Yah. You are with us, Yah. He's going to get us back in line. Come on, Israel. It says, and your shebet, or your rod, and your staff, mishanah, your staff, they noham me. To know that you correct me. To know that the Ruach judges me. To know that your rod drives me back into the direct the way of Sadiq. That I pray and seek after your counsel, Yah. Torah Yah for the rod. Torah Yah for the staff. For that is what will comfort Israel. Torah Yah for His correction. Even though death surrounds you, it is His rod that corrects you. And you say, I will not fear death. I will not fear what the enemy can do unto me. Shul the Noham, the comforting, the comforter of Yah, takes us to one place and directs our minds and our thoughts to one venue. And that is to the Torah, the word of Yah. For in that we find the comforting, the Noham, the assurance, and the security of the one that made us all. May the riches of Yah rest upon Israel. May He no harm your life tonight. You that are battling in trials of affliction. You that even in your own conscience struggling with things. May He bring the no harm, the comforting of His living truth tonight. May it enrich you and cause you to delight in Yahshua, for that is where our delight is. In Yahshua, we find no other comforting but in Yahshua. May He barak you, all Israel. May the Esha, the happiness, the shalom of Yah rest upon all you that are listening my live stream tonight. We do barak you all. May the blessings of Yah fill your love. We do total you, Yah, for you all. And may He protect you, all Israel, as we have a great battle that is ahead. And so Yah is preparing us that even in the midst of the great battle, that we will have the naham, we'll be comforted. That our minds, even though when our minds speak to us doubt, that we will be assured in the word of Yah, that the ruach of Yah will bring our minds back to His imats, His word, His truth. And that's what His imats, His truth is. It is His assurance. It is Him. It is the power of who He is. Because He's all truth. And there's no lie in Him. Hallelujah. May enrich you all, Israel. Be encouraged. I am. I have great confidence in Yah. Hallelujah. The work that He began in us, He's going to finish it all. Hallelujah. So we told Yah that we have strength. We have life. May Yah brought you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. He's coming. Be encouraged. In all things we do, brought you, Almighty Yah. We praise you for Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. We told you for all things. Take us all to our home comfortably and safe. In Yahshua's name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.